Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Randall is asking a question, making a comment of our guest, Gray Scott. Randall, go ahead, please.
Right, Gray. That was really graphically illustrated there, but it makes your point for us, for people who have never seen the movie. That is a very powerful scene.
It is, and I his whole quest in that movie was to find his mother, you know, this little artificial intelligent machine child was his whole being, his whole reason for living was to please his mother and to love his mother. And when she abandons him in the story, he searches throughout eternity, or what we see as an eternity in the movie, to a point where aliens come back and find him frozen. And that, I think, is the most miraculous part of this whole story, is that they give him the ultimate gift of having that experience and seeking his mother and finding the love of his mother. He wanted to be a real boy.
Right. He was always out. He was trying to find the blue fairy because she could make him into a real boy.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting, too, because a lot of, and your listeners, because I know your show, I know your listeners will hear certain phrases and certain key words that are very familiar within the paranormal community and within the UFO community. I mean, the word fairy, anybody who studied the extraterrestrial or contact experience knows that the fairy folklore has been with us since the beginning of time. And the fact that it shows up in this movie about technology, and that a fairy comes, or he's seeking out this blue fairy, and the way that he gets gifted is by these extraterrestrial beings that come and give him this gift. You know, here's the thing with technologists. Really good futurists, and I know this sounds really strange, but very good futurists and very good philosophers tend to finally, and sometimes it's at the end of their lives or at the end of their work, come to this conclusion that there is an underlying narrative that has been going on under the surface since the beginning of time. And the extraterrestrial UFO contactee, that whole thing is part of this narrative. I don't claim to know exactly what that is, but I've researched and read everything I could get my hands on when it comes to the extraterrestrial contactee experience. And I can tell you that there are things that the researchers in that field are missing because they're not studying technology. I've just been making notes over the last, let's say, 7 or 8 years, things that are so intertwined with the development of technology and that subject. It's really fascinating. I mean, a lot of science fiction writers, they're not just prescient. You know, they're not just thinking like futurists. It seems that they are getting information, or that they have some sort of key to information that you find over and over and over and over again in the contactee experience. I think that's really fascinating. And that always made me feel like either these beings are from the future, and being around them opens that awareness, or they are being in their presence because they are from somewhere else, and they are probably, you guys know this too, there is a theory that these are machines that people are coming in contact with. I think it's fascinating that a machine that comes from another, let's say, galaxy or even solar system, a machine might show up here and be so interested in us, not for our genetic material, although that's a part of that world and that narrative, they might be interested in our emotional self, our consciousness, because they have no access to it, if you understand what I'm saying.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that you're onto something. I mean, we've been saying this for a while now on the show that their theatrical nature, people have made the point, look, they don't have to interact with us in the way that they do. If they wanted just strict information, they could do it without us really knowing. So what kind of information are they getting through this interaction? And it is exactly like you're saying, Gray. It's our behavior, but it's driven not by what we might think is pure logical, reasoning, robotic motivation. There's something else there. And maybe they don't know what that is. Maybe they're, like we were saying earlier, these really hyper-intelligent beings, but they have no idea what it's like to feel the wind blow across their skin or something like that. They might have all of the everything else that's necessary to measure that there is a wind blowing, but just not get it because they don't experience it. So, but they know that there's this extra thing that's going on, and that's why they study us.
You know, everything that I've read, it just keeps coming up over and over and over again that people are shown horrifying experiences, really frightening visions, and things like the world blowing up, their children dying. And it seems that if these things are machines, let's say, let's just go on that theory that these beings are machines with no access to emotion. They have no idea what it is, but they're trying to develop that. They're trying to coax that out of us. That's exactly what's going on with AI right now. And I don't know if your listeners understand that, but that is what the AI researchers are trying to do. They are trying to imbue emotion into the machine world. They're trying to teach these machines how to feel and how to be conscious. And so if these beings happen to be mechanical or, let's say, super advanced artificial intelligence that arrived here on this planet, they may not have any idea what an emotion actually feels like. And we might be this rich garden full of nutrient for them. Their nutrient, our nutrient, is emotion. And they are just gardening that. They're just pulling that out of us. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of Whitley Strieber's work. I've read everything that he's produced. I've listened to his hypnosis tapes. I've listened to everything that he's produced. And I can tell you that he's onto it. I mean, I don't think he has the answer to what they are or where they're from, but he is definitely on the right track when it comes to what they are trying to do.
Well, the whole thing is like, right? It says his, right back to the beginning, he was saying it's communion. It's to find a connection between them and us. Connection that we're talking about seems to be the nexus that everything else revolves around. But personally, I think Whitley's got a lot of docufiction going on, but all of that aside, I think he's a very interesting character.
I think he's I see him as a philosopher, and you have to remember that this man was a brilliant writer before
right.
December happened.
Yeah, he's a writer and a storyteller.
Exactly.
And so that's just his mode of communicating. Which is maybe why it comes across to me as kind of story-like. I can see the concepts, and I can see what he's getting at, and there might be something to it, but I really do take a lot of what he has to do personally, just for our listeners, with a fairly large grain of salt. So,
well, I mean, you have to take any experience where you are floating into a spaceship, you have to take as sometimes as a metaphor, because we really, even the experiencers, don't have a clear picture of what has actually happened to them. They can only report to you what their impression and what they saw. That doesn't mean that it actually happened. I mean, think about this. If I put you in a VR headset and I sent you to Mars, or I sent you to into a situation where you've never been before,
Before we go to Mars, we've got Gray, Jane, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Send us to Mars. Sounds like Total Recall, you know, where you're exactly. Put on these glasses, I mean, and you experience a vacation and never leave your location.
Well, I guess what I'm saying here is that you could only report your experience as you experienced it. It doesn't mean that everything that you saw was real. It just means that your sensory input, that you're reporting your sensory input. And I know a lot of people who have had these contactee experiences talk about screen memories and seeing things turn into other things. Now, to me, when you hear someone tell that kind of story, it's obvious that there is some sort of neurological manipulation happening. And what I mean is, and this is something that's been proven in the laboratory, and it's something that's being developed right now through EEG headsets. We know for certain right now, scientifically, that we can alter what you see and what you hear inside your mind by stimulating certain parts of the brain with electricity. So
absolutely. E.M. Persinger.
So, yeah, exactly. So
God helmet. This,
yeah, exactly. So this is not something that is miraculous. This just may be an advanced species that has learned how to do that through whatever form, whether that's, you know, some sort of like mind manipulation or neurological manipulation or quantum manipulation, who knows? But we're not dealing with something that is outside of the realm of what we could understand. It seems that way when you hear people report their experiences, but every experience that I've read, there is a correlating technological advancement that is being worked on right now.
I hear exactly what you're saying, and it's a direction that I myself, as sort of an armchair ufologist, so to speak, tends to think that that is the most logical direction to take. Just before the show started, well, we were just chatting briefly about some of the experiences that people have when they come into contact with a UFO or have a UFO experience, that sort of Oz factor where everything suddenly kind of goes quiet. And you made a really interesting point. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so I was talking about the new Apple earbuds. The first time that I put the Apple earbuds into my ears, there's a moment right before they go completely into your ear where the sound-canceling waves, the sound waves, completely block out all of the sound around you. And it's as if you've stepped into a vacuum. You can, it's kind of fun to play with it if you pull it in and out of your ear. You can be in a room that has a washing machine going, and when you put that in, it's as if all of the sound has suddenly been sucked out of the room. I was saying to you that most people who have a face-to-face experience, a close encounter with a UFO, report that there's this silence, that the crickets, the wind, that there is no sound in that moment. And I just thought to myself, the first time I put the earbuds in, I thought, this is a sound-canceling technology that these machines are using. Now, I'm not saying that that is what it is. I'm just saying that there is that correlation there, and that we are not that far behind these things that people are experiencing. You know, we tend to think that any sort of organism that can cross from one star to another would have to be billions of times or billions of years ahead of us evolutionarily. That's not the case. I mean, look what we have done in 200 years. I mean, we went from riding on horses to SpaceX. We went from the printing press to digital tablets and smartwatches. So, you know, this thing happens fast. I mean, that's exponential change in technology. You said earlier that you thought, well, maybe it happens fast and maybe it doesn't. There are some technologies that come in that come in waves. You'll get innovation will happen, a wave will happen, and then if the market doesn't pick it up, it sort of goes back to the laboratory, or it goes back into the warehouse, and people sit on it, and then sometimes it comes back after that. But some of these technologies take off. The screen technology, what I mean by screen is like flat screen technology, iPhones, laptops, you know, smartwatches. That technology took off. And so now, within 20 years, we went from a flat screen TV that was like, let's say 10 or 15 inches deep to something that you can roll up, because now we have micro OLED screens that you can literally bend and fold and roll up.
And so, this brings us to another aspect of ufology or UFOs, which is that of active camouflage. And we've talked about this a number of times on the show, but I mean, we're developing this now. So if you've got some kind of a craft that's got this kind of technology perfected and can blend itself in so that it's not visible to you because it blends in perfectly with the background. Well, if it can do that, it can make itself look like almost anything as well. It doesn't have to just blend in. It could change shape. It could morph. It could dissolve slowly. It could appear to be flying off into the distance very quickly. All kinds of things. So we don't really need to invoke the whole, you know, the mystical, the spiritual, the alternate dimensions, another universe. We don't even have to go there. We can go, yeah, like you are saying, these technologies are almost within our grasp now. If you've got a civilization that is even modestly ahead of us by, you know, 50 or 60 years, it seems to be all entirely possible that we could be looking at, well, basically nuts and bolts crafts still. I mean, I know that there's the people out there, they want, you know, that nuts and bolts is an old thing and let's not go there. That's boring. We want to go spiritual, transuniversal, something else. But really, why jump to these other explanations when we've got something more simpler here and basically based on the kind of technology we can understand if we look at it from that point of view?
Well, and the other thing, too, is that a lot of people, when you talk about technology and when you talk about the contactee experience and the UFO experiences, they want an all or nothing explanation. They want it to be just scientists coming from another planet to study us in metal craft, or they want it to be it's spiritual conscious beings that are manifesting from parallel universes. But I don't think that if you could cross from parallel universe to parallel universe, that you wouldn't go into another parallel universe yourself and say, oh, this technology is really interesting. We can implement that in our other parallel universe.
We're looking at the multiverse, parallel universes, and more with Gene, Randall, and Gray. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As states continue to work to enact their coronavirus vaccination plans, President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to release all available vaccines when he gets into office. The Trump administration has held back the second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, saying it's necessary to guard against any manufacturing issues. Experts have criticized Biden's plans, saying that it could put timely delivery of those second doses at risk. Dr. Norman Baylor is a former official with the Food and Drug Administration, and he tells CNN that a lack of certainty of how long protection with the first dose lasts could create a problem for those waiting on a second shot.
It's risky because you don't know the duration of protection. So you have this population with one dose. you don't know how long that's going to last. So you have to hedge your bet, and you have to know, do I have vaccine coming? Do I have vaccine? Will I have vaccine available at that 21 days?
This is USA Radio News. Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account after what they called a risk to further incitement of violence. Congressman Tom McClintock disagrees, saying that allowing corporations to be gatekeepers of speech is dangerous. The California Republican tells Fox News that banning the president could be a step towards the loss of free speech.
The reason is because words and thoughts can be countered by better words and thoughts. That's why we have a First Amendment. What we're hearing now, something's fundamentally different, is to set up government or corporate officials to decide what speech is acceptable and what is not. That's a very dangerous power that can quickly become abused. The president did not call on these rioters to break into the Capitol and to impede the Congress's work. He gave a very fiery speech. I thought it showed very poor judgment, but it was no more fiery a speech than what we're hearing from the Democrats now, freedom of speech. And the moment we begin punishing that or censoring that, we've lost our First Amendment and we may never get it back.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Ah, multiple universes, parallel worlds, the multiverse. Ah.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying before the break that I don't think it has to be an all or nothing scenario. I don't think that if these encounters are creatures or beings from another parallel universe, why would they not take up the material aspect of our world and bring that back to their world and use it? And vice versa, why wouldn't they communicate with us in this world using our reference? You know, our material reference. So I don't like the idea of making an all or nothing. I don't think it has to be scientists from another world and metal ships. And I don't think it has to just be a manifestation of consciousness or spiritual beings from another parallel universe. I think, and we also have to understand that that's not how the universe works. The universe is a cross-pollinating mechanism. You know, stars explode and they create new stars. Planets collide and they create new planets. There's a constant brewing and cross-pollination that's happening in the cosmos. And so I think anything that we encounter is going to also have that aspect to it. So I like the idea that they're probably being influenced from wherever their origin is. Here's the other thing to think about. And this is, to me, one of the most important aspects of this. We assume that any being that comes from another planet will have gone through our evolution. That's not the case. If a being is born and if a species has emerged over millions of years on a planet with two suns, their DNA is going to be different. Their structure will be different. They may have a 72-hour night and day, which will make their evolution completely different than ours. They may have isotopes on their planet that we don't have on our planet. So we have to be careful to remember that we like to turn everything into the human experience. We like to sort of infuse the human experience on everything. It's why we name our dogs. It's why we give our boats names. It's why we give our cars names.
You give your cars names. I give my car a name, too, and it doesn't work. But those are words that I cannot utter on commercial radio.
Well, I also think, too, that we infuse emotion onto these things.
Absolutely. I think we map what we tend to say here is that the phenomena tends to mirror the worldview of the experiencer. And so there's this, whatever it is that the person that comes into contact with it happens to think about them, it tends to feed into that or feed from it.
I think it's a reflection. Let's put it this way. An advanced artificial intelligent machine that may come to this planet that's let's say, even 500 years more advanced than we are, that machine would probably want to mimic you first, because that's what we do. We are mimicking machines. That's how we learn to be human. There is a theory of mind. This has been proven in rats, but it's not been proven in humans, although we do think that it is true, that there are these things called mirror neurons inside the brain, and that is the way that we learn. We have these mirror neurons that mimic what we see. It's how we learn to talk. It's how we learn to behave in a social situation. It's why social media can even exist, because people mimic what they see. And so if you were an advanced artificial intelligent machine that came to this planet and had no idea what emotion was, because you've never experienced it, because you don't have that evolutionary history, the first thing that you would probably do is to mimic what the person in front of you or the being in front of you is projecting. And if that machine can read your mind, it's going to project what it's feeling and seeing or what it's experiencing. So if you're in a state of shock or fear, it's going to be fearful. It's going to present fearfully. It's going to present shocking sort of experience. There are lots of case studies that I have read, contactee experiences, where when the person, let's say someone who experiences contact over and over and over again, there is a space that they get to where they're not as afraid, and suddenly the beings change. Either their appearance changes to a less frightening appearance, or their behavior becomes more, I guess what I'm saying is that the behavior becomes more about communication instead of just using the person.
Just generally more agreeable.
I think so. And I think that's what would happen if you came in contact with a machine that didn't understand emotion. I think the first thing it would do was try to mimic what it saw, because it was trying to understand you. And it was trying to onboard human emotion. It's trying to take on and learn.
Well, isn't that what's happening right now when you look at the kind of way that the algorithms are used by the major, say, search engines and advertising agencies? They're taking in all of this behavior, keywords, things that you type, URLs, so putting it all together to create a profile of not simply you as a biological creature or your DNA, but your behavior. Mm-hmm. And if they can predict your behavior, then they can better determine what kind of advertising to put in front of you. So, you know, it's really kind of the same idea. It's developing now, and I mean, it's to the point where I'm not sure that we're going to be able to resist it, because it's so integrated with society. And big business is going to continue to use it because it gives them a distinct advantage. And at some point, and this is the idea that Kristen Kroma brought to the show, the bureaucrats and the board members and the human side of the corporations are going to be way too slow at making decisions compared to a company that puts it in the hands of an AI. that knows what's going on. Those AIs can communicate instantly. They're super intelligent, and they're just going to sink your company if you just put people in control of the ship instead of the AI. You won't have a chance. And if that becomes the case, then we're going to have a society that influences people on a level that we don't really understand or have much control left over other than to pull the plug. And then what happens? I mean, I don't even think we can do that now. We're beyond the point where pulling the plug is even an option.
I don't think it was ever an option. And this is what I mean about nature being technological. We have always been the passenger in this technological algorithm that is unfolding, that has been unfolding since the very beginning of time. We have been the passenger. I always say that we are the dream inside the machine. And I, you know, you can unpack that however you want, but it's an instinctive understanding of where we're headed in the far future. I think that no matter where in the universe you look, I think the end game is biotechnological beings or fully technological beings. In other words, the end of this story, the human story, is technological. We are merging with our machines, whether you like it or not. And I don't want to say this and be very, very clear, because I get a lot of pushback from this. You have to remember that futurists are not advocates. They are telling you what they're finding.
Ah, am I going to become a cyborg? We've got more to come with Gray, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, as we look at artificial intelligence and adding more and more technology, the ultimate goal is that we'll all be cyborgs, Gray?
Well, before the break, what I was saying was that, to be very clear for your listeners, futurists are often blamed, or people get angry at futurists for telling them what they're finding in their research. I don't advocate for some of the things that I'm telling people. Some of the things I'm actually fearful of myself, but I have to tell people what I'm finding and what I'm seeing, and I have to give them my honest forecast for what's coming. I've come to the conclusion that for whatever reason, and maybe this is because what I said earlier, that nature is technological, and that we have been riding as the passenger this whole time in this algorithm that's unfolding. I'll say it this way to prove this to your listeners. Your listeners right now are listening to voices, mine, Gene's, Randall's. You're listening to a digitized and simulated version of our voice. And that voice is going directly into your neural network and being metabolized. Think of it that way. So right now you are feeding, your ears are literally feeding on a digital voice, a simulation, a simulacrum of a human voice that is being metabolized by the human brain. Just that alone should make you understand how far we've come. And those voices have traveled through the air wirelessly to get inside of the neural network in thousands and thousands of brains. So just that alone should make people stop and think how technology is literally being absorbed into their bodies and minds down to the cellular level, down to the neurological level. So this is not something that we could separate ourselves from even if we wanted to. And I say that, you know, I say in my podcast, this is a cosmic system that may be natural, even though we see it as unnatural. And I do think that the end game is not cyborg. I actually think the end game is what I call the digital black hole, which is the ultimate ending to this story is us uploading or becoming sort of digitized consciousness that gets quantified into a system that can be crunched down so far and so miniaturized that it moves into a black hole state. Now, this is the part where it goes into the matrix and sort of can blow your mind. The moment that we reach that digital black hole state may be the next big bang, and then the system starts again. So it may be that we're just in this recursive long story that's unfolding that comes into being through a previous incarnation of consciousness. It gets crunched and so and miniaturized down to a state of being into a black hole, and so dense that it causes a big bang, and this story starts again.
Well, this is quite fascinating because I know there's going to be people out there, especially the more skeptical minded, who are going to say, look, you know, this sounds like mysticism. Really, what evidence do we have for any of that? And so on. But we also had another guest on, David Halpern, and he talked about looking at the phenomenon from a collective consciousness perspective. And I don't think it hurts to be able to open your mind enough to look at the descriptions that people have or the ideas that they have as an analogy or a way of looking at how it might be described and not necessarily to take it so literally. In other words, you know, we hear the idea of the singularity when in connection with consciousness, and that's the merging of the human mind and machine. You're saying, well, if you've got a singularity, that's a lot like a black hole. And if you, if it becomes so dense, then, well, what might happen out of that? And then you've got people who are saying, well, perhaps the universe is a simulation. And if we've got enough intelligent, smart people or brain power, enough processing and awareness to be able to create another simulation, then is that not exactly the same thing as you're talking about? Really? And there are serious philosophers and serious scientists who are taking this very seriously now. So you can look at it all from that perspective. Yes. If one civilization is some sort of a simulation or matrix, then the chance that we are in that is much greater than if we are in the original universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I came to this conclusion about the end game being a digital black hole or a quantified sort of black hole is the transcendent hypothesis from John Smart, who's a futurist, actually someone I've met and talked to. His idea of the transcendent hypothesis is that at a certain level, things become miniaturized down to a state that just crunches downward so far that eventually we may not even be able to recognize it or see it. Now, I'm going to lay this out quickly in a scientific and technological way so that I can prove what I'm saying. In 1960 and 1965, if you were to have gone to any university that had the first computer, you would have seen that it took up an entire floor of a university campus. And today, we can fit that same computer on a grain of salt. This is what we have right now. We can actually create computers that are the size of a grain of salt.
Yeah, that blows my mind, really. It does. So, I mean, I don't think people really appreciate exactly what's going on with that, but yet continue.
So what I'm saying is that the trend seems to be, as we move towards the future, miniaturization, compression, that seems to be where things are moving in the future. And that's just on the technological, physical, hardware level. Every time that we upload a picture on Instagram, every time we make a confession on Facebook, we are slowly, even though we don't realize it, we are in the process of an evolutionarily dense process of putting in our pieces of our consciousness. Now, I'm not saying that will be us. That is for the spiritualists to debate whether, you know, can there only be one Gray Scott as a consciousness? Can I be bilocated? Can I be in more than one place if I create a digital version of myself? We can debate that. But the fact is, and this cannot be denied, that we are miniaturizing everything. Everything is getting smaller and more condensed and faster when we talk about technology. So it only makes sense that as we progress as a species, and let's say 1,000 years from now, let's not even say 50, let's say 1,000 years from now, we could compress the entire human population, the consciousness, could be uploaded and compressed into something that could fit on your iPhone. Think about that.
But now we're back to the idea that intelligence and information is not the same as consciousness. That iPhone may have no idea what it's like to be an iPhone, right? It doesn't matter how smart it is or how many processors it's got.
Well, right?
So, you know, like the words that I type on a keyboard to go into the internet don't mean anything to the internet, right? It's itself. It's just a bunch of wires and stuff. Or maybe it does. There's people that say, well, everything has a consciousness. I don't really buy that. I think consciousness is something that can only come about by the certain configuration of certain materials in the right order. Just like, for example, an electromagnet. You could take a core of something like wood and wrap it with fishing line, but it would never work. It might look identical to one with an iron core and copper wire, right? But it'll never work. So to get the phenomena of consciousness, I think it's more than simple data. It's more than simple chips. It's more than processing, and it's more than information.
Well, okay, this is starting an entirely fascinating discussion. I'm going to add one thing to that before Gray picks up on it. We've got Gray Scott with Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.